So my name is Nate Hughes. I'm Sarah Hughes's brother. I want to say this was her first job out of UC Berkeley's journalism department. She went there for her master's degree. And, you know, for Sarah, there's a lot of, you know, aspects of her interest in journalism and going to Sitka. I mean, number one, she's interested in communities. She's always been interested in communities. And we were raised in very tight communities, whether they're in Northeast Brazil, where my mom did epidemiological field research, or even Ireland or back East. I mean, she was always interested in tight communities. And I know Sitka is a very tight community. And she always had a love of nature. Sarah always had a love of folklore, a love of indigenous cultures. And I think that's what gravitated her to Sitka, was the community would be number one. And secondly, it would be the tie to a very rich history and tradition up there. And so I think that pulled her to Sitka. You know, she's just it was just perfect for her, perfect fit for her.
Do you think that it ended up being a good place to start a career?
I mean, absolutely. If she was able to get really rich experience, and that levitated her to DC and Colorado. She worked in Colorado for a few years. And I think Sitka laid the groundwork for her entire career. And so it was pivotal for her.
Now, I understand that she was fluent in Spanish, and she did reporting from Latin America.
Yeah, she was. She actually studied Spanish in Spain for a year in Alcalá, which is outside Madrid. She wrote her undergraduate thesis all in Spanish at UC Santa Cruz. She was great at languages. She spoke fluent Portuguese and Spanish. Yeah, and she actually conducted field research in Spanish in Argentina.
I know the family, her family was very interested in having a memorial for her that was a living memorial. What brought you to the idea of a residency that would help launch new journalists into the career?
Oh, gosh. From the family perspective?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my family has always had a real interest in journalism. I think that comes from my parents, both of them. You know, my mom, it really comes from, there was a really interesting episode on 60 Minutes in the 60s. It had to do with hunger in the South. And that inspired my mom to join the civil rights movement. And she saw the power of journalism. And that episode really just disclosed all the hunger and starvation that was going on in the rural South that a lot of Americans were not familiar with. That was a 60 Minutes special, I think. I know it was pivotal for my mom's field work, and she always was very interested in journalism and telling a story. And I know that was a big motivator in my family. For me, for example, I interned at CBS News.
Really?
For a summer. I did. Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. And I wanted to go into journalism, but my boss, she thought I'd be better in the pharmaceutical industry. So she kind of inspired me to go in a different direction, but I was interested in investigative journalism. Sarah was interested from very early on. Jenny, I know she was always interested in ethnography, and that's just the backbone of my family. And so Sarah really, she made it a career. And I think that, you know, the way to remember Sarah is through telling a story, is connecting to the community, connecting to a group story, a person's story. What better place to do that than Raven Radio, first job out of Berkeley? I mean, we can't, as a family, we want to inspire future journalists. We want, especially now, you know, we had this onslaught in the last, I guess, you know, really 10 years on journalism and on truth. And it's we want to protect truth. We want to protect the rights of journalists to be honest and to tell stories. And that is so important for my family. And we see that there's some threats to democracy and to freedom of the press. And we're not going to sit around and just let that happen. We want to, whatever we can do to try to inspire other people to tell stories, we're going to back that. And I think that's why we want to do this.
Now, the Sarah Hughes News Fund was started by your family, and it's raised quite a bit of money. And then we were able to raise some money on top of that from Press Forward so we could launch it earlier than we thought we would be able to, which makes me very happy, because right now, as of December 1st, Meredith Reddick is in that residence position and she's reporting news. One of the things that we, when we wrote the grant that was kind of matching what you're doing, was talking about the fact that a lot of rural America is a news desert, and we wanted to prevent that from happening here. We had a strong legacy news operation, but looking at the loss of state funds, possible threats to national funds and things like that, we wanted to set up something that would last for a long time and that would enable us to survive cuts in federal funds, cuts in state funds, and still do news.
Yeah, I remember when I saw that email, and when you disclosed it, that you had this funding outside the scholarship. We were incredibly thrilled. I couldn't tell you how happy we were. I mean, this is making a vision a reality. And I think that what's great about what's going on with our cooperation with Raven Radio is this is like a joint collaborative vision of making this happen, and we're doing it. And it's just, I think that we couldn't have done it without this funding that you guys secured. We're bringing in obviously private funds, but just the combination of both is from a family's perspective, I don't know how to communicate how much that means to us. You know, I know that we're all so touched in our own ways.
Right now, what we're doing is we're asking listeners to contribute to help support the news residency. And our goal is to make it a permanent position, which means not only money to run it now, but money to keep it going in perpetuity. And you know, one of my fears when we got the large grant was that people say, oh, they're taken care of now. But we're looking to the future. And I think that's what you are, too.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We want to secure this role as a permanent role and a permanent part of Raven Radio, Raven Radio's history and its future. I mean, that's our goal. And if we can make that happen and secure that for the future, then Sarah, I know, would have been so proud.
What kind of stories do you think Sarah would want covered by a news resident who bears her name?
Going back to what I was saying before, she was so involved in community, and she would love stories that really touch the Sitka community, and that's all different populations. She's always interested in environmental aspects of the world, so she would love to hear about protecting environment, stories about that, but environmental issues, community issues, local issues, whatever touched the normal everyday lives of the citizens in Sitka, the fishing communities. I think she'd be really interested in that. She was interested in the fishing communities of rural Ireland.
Of Ireland? You know,
we spent a little time out there because my mom did research there. And then I went back when I was a 25-year-old, but Sarah was always interested in communities. I think for her, it would be protecting the environment and indigenous communities. I think that's what she would be interested in.
Yeah. Are there any particular stories you could tell us about Sarah that would help our listener get a feeling for who she was?
When I look at Sarah's life, the arc of her life, I look at a life of curiosity, of intellectual curiosity, of honesty. There was several times where friends of hers or my own personal family would get upset about something. And she always wanted people to think through conflict and to really take a step back and to be civil. And how Sarah should be remembered is civility to its core. And she represented that more than anyone I've ever met. She should be remembered as a investigative journalist with a heart of gold is how I would remember Sarah.
We're approaching the first anniversary of her passing. Is there anything in particular, thoughts that you have on that you'd like to share with us?
I just think what you guys are doing is tremendous. I think that she loves the community. I think we want to honor her through the community of Sitka. I know she loved it there, and she spent a lot of time there, and it's an extremely important place for her. So just what I would say is just to keep on doing what you're doing, and let's, you know, let the journalists have the total intellectual freedom to choose the stories that they want to tell. I'd always remember Sarah as a hero of journalists, that Sarah was on the side of journalism, on the side of truth, on the side of civility, on the side of gravitas and grace, and to live it out in Raven Radio. That's what we want to do here. The most important thing to remember about her is her absolute love of people. If we can bring that out through this scholarship at Raven Radio, then we will have done her life justice. Mm-hmm.